Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If I were to tell you that the largest tourism event in the history of one of our state's largest cities would involve bowling, you might think there was a punchline coming. But in fact, waves of bowlers will roll into Greenville, South Carolina during a months-long period of 2028. They will bowl in lanes that don't yet exist and won't exist when the event is over. But what will be left behind, according to our next guest, is $70 million tourism dollars. Heath Dillard is president and CEO at Visit Greenville SC, and we have him on the phone. Heath, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
Now, first of all, tell us about your organization.
Yeah, Visit Greenville SC is a destination marketing organization, which means we handle tourism efforts for both the city and county in Greenville, South Carolina. We do tourism marketing for leisure visitors into the upstate of South Carolina. We have national sales managers who focus on bringing conferences, conventions, corporate meetings, and sporting events.
Did one of those national staff members there, they found this big bowling event and talked them into coming to Greenville? How did this show up on your drawing board to begin with?
Yeah, we're constantly in the marketplace to promote and talk about all the wonderful things that Greenville has to offer as an event destination. And in this case, it was bowling. And these are prospective clients that we work with on a regular basis, and we're constantly looking for opportunities that they have, holes in future programming or future event opportunities. But it requires a specific facility to put this event in. And so we went to our partners here at the city and the county here in Greenville. We went to our partners at Greenville Convention Center, and we were able to put a package together and land the 2028 United States Bowling Congress Championships.
All right. And so it's 4 years away. Why are we talking about this now? Is this something that is going to require a lot of prep work?
It absolutely will. The bigger the event, you think about Super Bowls and Olympics and national championships, these sorts of governing bodies are planning multiple years in advance. This is an organization that we're working with that actually already has their futures championship sites all the way through 2030. And so when we were going through the process of bidding, 2028 was the next available year. It will take just about that long. You know, it requires quite a bit of funding to be able to do the things that we want to do and make the event the success that we hope that it'll make. But they're going to completely come into a convention center, which is largely a blank slate, and create a world championship bowling facility in Hall 2 at the Greenville Convention Center.
Okay, so brand new bowling lanes, bowling equipment is going to be rolling into the convention center.
That's correct. Yeah, I joke with folks, it's a bit like a Taylor Swift concert. They roll in here with 50 to 60 tractor trailers. They bring all of their own bowling lanes. They bring the largest mobile scoreboard in the world. They completely overhaul the entire convention center. But the beauty is that they buy all of their other supplies locally. They will purchase enough lumber and enough electrical wiring from our local suppliers that will eventually frame and wire three 3-bedroom habitat houses. And so all of that lumber and all of that wiring at the very end of the event will be donated to Habitat Greenville. And that's really exciting. They'll hire 80 to 100 people to construct this. It'll take about 2.5 months to construct from mid-December in 2027 until we're ready to start bowling in early March 2028. And that's when the real fun begins.
All right, and so tell us how you've calculated this $70 million in tourism money that's supposed to be rolling in. You've given us some of that.
Bowling teams are made up of 5 bowlers for each team. The bowlers come into the community and they'll bowl a 5-person team game, they'll bowl a doubles game, and they'll bowl a single game. You know, a game is actually 3 games, plus they have practice time. So each bowler is here for, on average, about 3.5 days into the market. There are 55,000 bowlers. We anticipate somewhere in the neighborhood of 11,000 to 12,000 individual teams being signed up. So we're talking 50,000, 60,000 bowlers. Many, many of them either bring friends, family, spouses, significant others, et cetera. and they come in waves. They're here for anywhere from 300 to 500 bowlers at a time, and they do that every single day from March until the first week of August. So every 3 or 4 days, we have 300 or 400 or 500 new bowlers, plus their friends, plus their families coming into our market, spending money in our local businesses.
Well, Heath, we're certainly looking forward to more updates on this project. Thank you so much for sharing today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Heath Dillard is president and CEO at Visit Greenville SC. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.